Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park is one of the world's best-known bear viewing locations. It's on the life list for many people in North America. And now, thanks to better video technology, a plane ticket is no longer necessary to watch bears up close and personal. Several live video feeds are now trained on the bears. Charles Annenberg is the founder of Explore.org, which hosts the video feeds.
I mean, this is no different than going into the Sistine Chapel or wanting to visit the Taj Mahal. You're looking at one of the most sacred views in the history of nature. I would be curious as to someone who would tell me what is prettier. The confluence of running water to see the stole, the cleanliness of the salmon in their journey as they go upstream. And if you think about the story, they're all going to die. And these majestic bears all in one spot with an occasional eagle and seagull flying overhead. What could be better? I mean, what else can you visualize that's more profound than this?
A total of 6 cameras are trained at different spots around the falls, as well as one on a mountain nearby. The cameras have a close-up view of the bears intently staring down at the waterfall, ready to swipe a paw at any fish that attempts to spawn upstream. Annenberg is hoping to have another 2 cameras online soon, including one with a view underwater.
You can take it as far as you want. I mean, it's truly, you've become, in one way, a citizen scientist, or you could just enjoy it. But you're being allowed to observe this idyllic setting in a way that's never been done before, because even the park itself closes at 10 p.m., but it's light out, as we all know, in Alaska till, you know, 2:30 in the morning. So you really get to see things that no one's ever seen before.
Without any real advertising, the video streams are attracting attention. Over 1,000 people were watching on Wednesday afternoon. On Twitter, #BearCam shows about a dozen tweets per hour. Annenberg was up in Katmai recently, and he says he met people who have forged a connection.
I was really surprised. There were at least 2 or 3 different people up at Brooks who went up to see the bears in person because the wives seemed to have kicked them out of the home, saying, "You watch it too much, just get up there and see it." Like, it was really funny. There were literally like 2 or 3 people who came because last year they just so enjoyed it that they really wanted to experience it.
Explore is looking at having live audio from the falls, possibly during the hours after the park closes for the day. Annenberg is frequently asked about what Explore is trying to accomplish. He says there's no end goal besides helping people escape and connect with nature.
To put it in 3 words or 4, I am Destiny Street for adults. You know, I try to make learning fun again.
The cameras are currently funded by the Annenberg Foundation, of which Charles is a vice president. You can view the bear cameras online at explore.org. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.